Listen to this. This is how we can know that we are God's children. So you can know whether you're God's child or not. This is how we can know that we're God's children. Because of our love. 1 John 3:14-15. 1 John, let me read that. Moving right along. 1 John 3. Maybe I can get it on the screen. I'm reading it from the King James. KJV. We know that we are passed from death unto what? Life. How do we know that? Because we love the brethren. We can say it like this, because we love our neighbors and we love ourselves. We can say it like this, because we love our wives and our children. We love our husband and we love ourselves. We can say it like this. We know we're passing death into life because we love our neighbors that cuss us and do all these things. When you have no ill will, no hidden motive, no animosity towards anyone that may wrong you or say something about you, then you know that you're passed from death unto life. The thought may come. See, you don't have to take them. When the thought or the saying, the feeling come, you make a decision what you're going to do with it. Are you going to act in love or are you going to respond to the feeling, react to the accuser or the hurt or the strife? So you can make a choice. That's why you need to be full of the word so you have something to work with. If you have, you're empty of the word, you don't have anything to work with. You get out here and say, man, I need to go to Calhoun City tonight, and you got 1 gallon of gas in your car. You might make it, you might not. You may just run out just before you hit the city limit. But if you had a full tank, you're gone. So you gave that car something to work with. Hello? Hallelujah. And so that's why you ought to be a partaker of the word of God daily. You shouldn't go a day, you don't go daily without feeding your body. Hello? So he said, we know that we are passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother, what happened? He abideth where? In death. See, this is how you can know where you are, who you are. And if you're not walking in love, you know you're born again, and that love is scratching you on the inside, you need to stop it. You know, because love ain't going to agree with what you're doing when you're walking in the flesh. It's going to scratch you. It ain't going to let you have no peace. Let you know you done wrong. And I ain't going to agree with what you done. Your spirit will do that. I ain't going to agree with that. You did that, and I'm not agreeing with it. Hallelujah. Whoso hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know, and ye know that no murderer has what? Eternal life abiding in him. You know that, huh? Love is the way that we walk in victory. What is love? That's the way. If you want to walk in victory in your life, walk in love. Love is the way we walk in victory. Nothing in our faith will work without it, or without love. Your faith just won't work. and you'll seek out somebody to pray, somebody else to pray for you. It's good to have somebody to pray for you and with you, but if you can walk in love, you can pray for yourself. You know your situation better than anybody except God. The more you walk in love, the greater is the victory we will have. The more you walk in love, the greater the victory you will have. Hallelujah. Listen to Romans 5:1-5. I'm going to read those. I'm still reading from the King James. Listen to this. And I don't know how far we just go until we need to stop. Romans 5:1. If y'all can put that up good, don't we just go right along. Romans 5:1, King James. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have what? Peace with God. And that peace comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're justified. Justified means made right with God, in right standing with God. Justification. I've been made right with God. I'm in right standing. God had nothing against me. There's nothing between us. That's justified. Therefore, being justified by faith, that's how you get justified by faith. You release your faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, you believe the his life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. When you believe that and say it with your mouth, you believe in your heart and say it with your mouth, you're justified. You're made right with God. At that moment, you are righteous. You've been made righteous. At that moment, you've been made holy. You don't finally work up on your holiness and live so good. You're made that way. You take on God's attributes. You take on his nature. You become who he is. You cannot be a son of God without having all God is. You can't improve on it. You have to grow and develop. He always been God, always will be God. You can't make him change because he's everything he ever going to be, and he can never be any less, and he can never be any more. He's just everything. You, me, we, us, we have to grow. That's why he gave us his word, so we can develop, grow, mature. You got it? Hallelujah. So therefore, being justified by faith, that's how it happened. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom also we have what? There we go. We have what? Access. How? By faith where? Into this God-given ability, grace. This unmerited favor, this ability of God, we have access into it by faith. Isn't that good? Into this grace, into this ability. I can operate in this like God as I feed on it. And that word, this written word is the living word. As I partake of it, it feeds, energize, grow, develop me. I become, hallelujah, into this because it's there. And I grow in it, develop it, mature. And I become, you become, we become spiritual giants. And it would be said, there's giants in Houston. You see, you know what? You know, one of the things the Lord said to me, told me, you know, you have to follow, be led by the Holy Spirit. But people and people will never grow beyond what they are taught and know. If you don't teach people, you remember when you didn't know certain things, you didn't do them? And if I don't know, and if I don't cooperate with Holy Spirit in exposing, I guess that's a good word to say, this congregation, this local setting of people, this assembly, to all of the gifts of the Spirit, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And if I can't function in all of them, then I got to be wise enough to expose, bring it so you can have access to it. So you can, because if I don't, you're going to be cut, there's going to be something missing in your fullness of growth. Can y'all understand that? And so therefore, we can't be around trying to be in competition with others, trying to outdo and trying to show off, because that's not what it's about. It's about bringing Jesus so the people, so each individual can become, reach their full potential in Christ. What God called you to do, T, he did not call Kathy. But it's going to synchronize or work together. Like glove, hand and glove. Or I'm putting my hand together, it's just going to go.